When everybody expects harm, like, oh, that woman now, she's finished. Boom. Favor lifts you up. When everybody will be like, oh, that couple, they are finished. Look at them. Everything is going down. When they are looking at you, look at that girl. Look at that man. He's finished. She's finished. They don't know. You're in the corridors of favor. May this become your portion from tonight. May favor begin to speak for you. In this moment, not because people, they want to favor you. No, but because God has commanded divine orchestration. People begin to say, no, favor. Doors begin to open. Even where you never applied for. You see, and some calls, phone calls you're going to receive. You never expected those calls to happen. I'm here tonight for somebody who says, I am connecting for favor. It's a corridors of favor. The first corridor of favor we have shared, it is what? Favor as a divine gate opener. Number two, favor. This is a corridor of favor beyond transactions. Say with me, beyond transactions. It's not just an exchange of things. This one commands, it is a favor that begins to shake things to start happening. Just beyond normal what? It's not just a transaction you are seeing. It is an element of favor. Now, let's open the scripture quickly so we can share from the scripture. In Luke 2, verse 52.
Luke 2, verse 52, the Bible reads, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
Jesus increased in wisdom. And in case you didn't know this, don't think you're wise. Wisdom increases. May you increase in wisdom. The Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor. Now, what does it mean? It means he increased in wisdom, in stature, and increased in what? In favor. Meaning favor can what? Can increase. Don't just think I have favor. No. Favor can be measured. Favor, wisdom, stature can be measured. I don't know what level you are, but I pray for an increase tonight. The Bible says he had an increase in favor. Now, when this happened, it was beyond manipulation. It was beyond the transaction. What I mean when we say transaction, if I do something for you and then you love me because I did something for you, in business psychology, it is known as what? Transaction leadership. Okay? Or in business administration. You will learn about transaction leadership where you, a good example is politicians. If you vote for me, I will do this. So in other words, there's a what? There's a transaction. So it's not just that I'm going to do it, but there's a what? A transaction. So whether there's manipulation, a lot of things, that type of friendship, you have somebody, you want them to favor you, and then you give them something. Or if you give me this project, I'll give you 2% of this money, I'll give it to you. That's transactional. But with Jesus, the Bible says when he increased in favor, people, he had favor from God and favor from men. Not because he did something for them, but because this level of favor is beyond transaction. That you read the whole Bible, that he even had a financial manager, and he had no business. And he was keeping 12 men. If he goes to Jerusalem, he had to put them in a hotel. We don't even know where a man was coming from. But he had a favor. He would go out the hotel and say, no, don't even pay. Just sleep. He goes to Peter. Peter doesn't know Jesus. He has never met Jesus before. He meets him for the first time and he says, I want to use your boat. Peter says, yes, sir, use it. He doesn't even know who Jesus is. And Jesus gets into the boat of Peter and he begins to preach. After preaching for hours, then he says to Peter, oh, do you want a miracle? Cast your net into the deeper waters. But before he did that miracle, Peter had given what? Beyond what? Transaction. Did Jesus say, I'm going to give you fish?
No.
He had just favor. Wherever he goes. Imagine he's born and he has not said anything. And there are already people with gold, diamonds, to see him. Wise men from the east say, we have come to give you gifts. Somebody said, beyond transaction. It's beyond. So if you are thinking, if I had money, I would have paid that woman to give me this project. If I had this, I would have done this. No. Favor can shake systems.
Amen.
Even before you pay anybody, favor can locate you. Raise your hand, say in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
I walk in corridors of favor.
I walk in corridors of favor.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Favor beyond transactions.
Favor beyond transactions.
I receive the favor.
I receive the favor.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Just as Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men, so shall you increase. This one is dual impact. Where not only God is favoring you, but men also favor you. The men and women of influence who hold the keys to industries and economies will be drawn to you by the Spirit of God. I call for the favor. May you be located. Whether you have a CV, whether you've got a business, whether you've got ministry, projects, anything you're planning, you will walk in these corridors of favor. By the Spirit of God. Say amen.
Amen.
Let's go to number three. The corridor of favor that positions you in high places. In this one, when you experience favor. You see why I'm sharing this word? Because favor can what? Increase. Now imagine you're just operating from one. Where only God is favoring you. There are so many people who God only favors them. But Jesus had a favor from God and the men. And there are people who only men favors them, not God. He had favor from God. Imagine just God favoring you. Oh, you are born again. Hallelujah. Then he favors you. He makes you start speaking in tongues. Oh, praise be God. Shout about it. But people are always rejecting you. Nothing is working. You need to increase in favor. I refuse, shall favor me.
Amen.
That's why you confuse people. People are like, what are you saying? Before you know it, it's not like what they're thinking. Because favor can twist things within a minute. Like, what just happened? What's going on? To your neighbor, you are receiving favor that will shock you. Even your enemies will not understand it. In Psalm 113 or 113, verse 7 to 8.
Psalm 113, verse number 7. The Bible reads, he raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap. Verse 8. That he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
He raises people from the dust. And nobody, no one knows you. In this level, the Bible doesn't say your degree. The Bible doesn't say your wisdom. The Bible doesn't say who you are. It says from your lowest, he can raise you and put you with high people. Now, read again the scripture. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap.
My God.
Verse 8. And do what? That he may seat him.
Princess.
Can you imagine that? What God is doing right now in your life, he is actually preparing you that he may seat you with the people, high people. God can raise anyone and make you. People have been shocked to say, how? There are certain boardrooms are waiting for you. You're not getting what I'm just trying to say. I am seeing you in a certain boardroom with the great. God lifts up what? From the dust, the needy, from the ash heap, and puts them to a level where they begin to talk with the top leaders, top key people. Somebody say, favor locating me tonight. Raise your hand. I decree and declare that you will sit among the most powerful and influential, whether in the spiritual world, great men and women, whether in the business, economics, governance. It will not happen by the favors of just men, but by the divine positioning. Where others negotiate for access, doors swing open before you. Effortlessly. I said effortlessly. Effortlessly. Without any effort, doors will swing before you. Where others are crying for doors, others are crying for positions, doors will swing open before you. Effortlessly. You will move in and out of boardrooms, nations, and high-stakes deals with the supernatural access and favor. The day you begin to take such messages I share with you very seriously, I will know you are just one step to what you've been praying for. This message is a prophecy. I'm telling you, this message is a prophecy. As you raise your hand, I said, I declare that you will sit amongst the powerful people and influential people in business, economics, and in governance, not by the favors of men, but by divine positioning. Say,
it is done.
Can you go to number four? Can we go to number four?
Yes.
Corridors of favor. Now, for those of you who just joined us, I'm sharing about corridors of favor. Favor can increase and favor can decrease. The scripture says in the Old Testament, it says, and he lost favor in the sight of God. Favor can either decrease or increase. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Now, if your favor can increase, it also means that favor can also remain constant. Not increasing and not decreasing. You see how your business is moving, yeah, but just the same level. Your things are moving spiritually, your life is moving, yeah, but you know, you need to command favor to start increasing. Are you amen? Show something.
Amen.
Favor. Say favor.
Favor.
Increase.
Increase.
Favor can increase. Otherwise, you just remain there. Things are moving here, but you are just there. Time has come when we should command favor to go ahead of us. Before we arrive in a building, favor must go and arrive before us. Before we arrive in a meeting, favor must go ahead of us. Before you go into an interview room, favor must go before you. In this year, in this year,
oh, yes,
a year of Goshen,
oh, yes,
favor will locate you.
I receive.
Number four. Did I tell number four? It is known as the corridor of favor without compromise. This one has got a clean exchange. It's a level of favor. Don't compromise for anything. Even if people say, oh, no, you don't compromise who you are. Because you know you're walking in divine favor. In Proverbs 22, verse 1.
Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 1. The Bible reads, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold.
Can you imagine this?
Yes.
You didn't hear it. It says there's an ability where your eyes open. And when your eyes open, you begin to love favor than silver and gold. It says you choose a good name. Ah, you didn't hear that.
Yes.
In this case, are we together?
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes.
Loving what? Favor rather than what? Silver and gold. Because in this realm, you don't compromise. You don't say, I will compromise my spiritual life because I wanted that. No. No. You depend on favor. God, please open the eyes of your people to know what I'm talking about tonight. This is a mystery. Do you understand what the scripture is saying? It is saying that you choose. You say, I would rather be who I am, but I will not compromise myself. I have chosen to love favor than silver. Because you know that I want to compromise. I know who I am. Favor locates me. I am surrounded by favor like a shield. Someone raise up a hand and say,
Oh Lord, help me.
Not to compromise
my spiritual life.
Oh Heavenly Father, open my eyes to understand that favor has so much power than silver and gold. And I pray I will not compromise my spiritual life because of silver and gold. Let favor speak for me. Let favor close deals for me. Let favor go ahead of me. Let favor open doors for me. And not my compromise. I decree and declare, just raise your hands. Your name carries weight. Your name carries honor. And your name carries integrity. I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, you will never need to compromise your values in order to gain access. Favor will open the access for you. In the name of Jesus, where men engage in corrupt favors, you will operate in divine strategy, wisdom, and kingdom transactions. I decree and declare, I decree and declare, you will move in this divine favor. The highest acorns of business and government will begin to seek for your presence. They will say, we will not do this without this woman. They will begin to say, we will not do this without this man. They will begin to say, we need to collaborate with this man's company. They will begin to say, let's close a deal with this woman. They will say, no, don't do this to this woman. They will say, let's not do this to this man. Divine favor, like of Joseph, that when they plan to kill him, themselves says, no, we cannot kill him. We would rather send him to the palace in Egypt. I decree and declare the favor to locate you in Jesus' name. Are you still here? Number five, prophetic favor. The corridors of prophetic favor. Proverbs 13 verse 22.
A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous.
Again.
A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous.
In this scripture, it says, but the wealth of a sinner is stored up. Meaning to say, it is already done. Did you hear that?
Yes.
In this one, it is a prophetic thing. It has already been designed that you must go and get it. And this is what the devil fights. Most of you here, you have not reached your prophetic destinies. And I can tell you this. You have not reached your prophetic destinies. I can tell you this. 99.0% most of you have not. Because the enemy is fighting you. He knows it. That once that woman has access to this miracle, the things she can do for the kingdom, once this man has access to this, there's a lot he can do to his family, to the kingdom of God, and the enemy is trying to stop you. But the Bible says what? There is a wealth that has already been stored up for you. But imagine the resistance you are facing. Imagine the resistance that you are facing. Only favor can help you break through. Whatsoever has been stored up for you, I want you to raise up your two hands. I say in the name of Jesus, I receive it. Lastly, the favor that breaks protocols and redefines systems for you. Oh, so from here you have to do this. Protocols will just be broken. All the bureaucratic processes for you, they just break. Imagine when Saul went into the house of Samuel. Samuel was a prophet. But imagine when he arrived at the house to receive a prophecy. He was going to a prophet to receive a prophecy. But the prophet says, let's go to my house. And when he went to the house of a prophet, the prophet says, you are eating on my table. And the Bible uses the word high table. And it says, only that day, Saul was visited by government officials. But Saul was put next to Samuel. It was not the prime ministers. It was actually him here. Saul here. A man who is dead is from the bush looking for donkeys. He hasn't combed his hair for weeks. He's coming from there. He's sitting there smiling. Hey, hey, hey. How are you, Saul? Things are moving very well. We are cruising nicely. I pray in the name of Jesus. Favor will break protocols for you. I said favor will break protocols for you. In Nehemiah 2 verse 8, a man who was working in the king's palace as a slave, working in the king's palace. Within a night, it shifted. He began to talk to his boss, the king, not as a slave, okay, but diplomatic talks. You didn't hear me. Within a night, he began to talk with the king he was serving, as a slave. They began to talk diplomatic discussion, a king and a king. You are not understanding Now, can I take you a little bit more to understand it?
Yes.
Nehemiah was working in the house of a king as a worker or as a slave. Imagine he wakes up in the morning. The king grants his request. And the king begins to talk to him at a level of bilateral agreements. Do you understand? And he's leaving the house with a convoy as a king. And the king writes a diplomatic document. No, it's in your Bible. The king wrote a diplomatic document to say he must not be searched. He must be given an honor of a king. From a slave to a king. No voting, no nothing. All protocols broken. May this favor locate someone tonight. People be shocked at your workplace. Like, how? In your community, in your family, people be like, how did this ever happen? Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. May this not just be a sermon. May this become a platform of this declaration to come to pass. Receive in the name of Jesus. Did you hear that? Let's open the scripture. Can we read it? Just go there.
Nehemiah 2, verse number 8. The Bible reads, "And a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he must give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I will occupy. And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God upon me."
Imagine that. They gave him. Why did they give these things? Maybe you didn't hear this. "And a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he must give me timber." People will receive emails to tell them what they must do to you. Did you hear that? People will receive phone call instructions. Do this to this woman. This project must be done by this family. This man must get this position. Imagine, the Bible says, "And Asaph was written a letter, the keeper of the king's forest, to give me what? Timber." Now, but you understand why. He says, so that, okay, that he must give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I occupy. Now, this, listen to me properly. It is not only to rebuild the city of Jerusalem. Like, oh, I'm a kingdom financial. I want just to support the kingdom. No. It is for the temple, for the walls of the of Jerusalem, and for his personal house. This year, we'll sponsor the kingdom. We'll build our own houses. Imagine. Listen, that he may give me beams for the city, I mean for the temple, for the walls, and for my own house. We are building houses this year. And buying them. Not because we're supposed to. But listen what the scripture there. It says what? "And for the house that I will occupy, and the king granted them to me." Not because I deserve. "According to the good hand of my God upon me." May the good hand of God be upon you this year. May things happen on you, not because you deserve, but because of his good hand. May protocols be broken. Receive in the name of Jesus. Divine favor. I shout divine favor. Receive divine favor.